Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hi, good day everyone. This is Karamjit Kaur, your self-love specialist here. How are you doing? And how is life? Well, I can see there's many things is happening around us in every area of the world. I happened to read a post yesterday about we are getting burnout due to non-stop of challenges we are facing and how we would be for the next coming 10 years, 20 years and so on. Reading that question that reflected me in sense of like, what are my contributions to myself? What are my relationship to myself? Well, today's show title is on Connect to Self-Love. We have been speaking about self-love for a number of times as the show is all about contributing self-love. But today we talk about connection. How well it did connect inside us? Or is it just namely of a week that many of us think it, you know, self-love is just seem to be an in thing right now, but it's not in seriousness about it. Okay. Today we also have a guest. One of our final students, her name is Fatiha Ghazali from University of Science of Malaysia. She's representing her team where they have come up with a beautiful campaign. Euphoria campaign is the name. And this is all about self-care, self-love, empowerment. And I am really excited to be part of their campaign. So I've invited my guest, Ms. Fatiha, so she could share inside her experience and how is this campaign has been running, which started in early December and will be ending at the end of this month. So she'll be coming on board in short. So before she comes on board, today I'm just going to share about relationship with self. How are we in understanding connection, the main relationship with ourselves? You know, self-love is, of course, it's all about relationships. Now, we're always looking for relationships in life, in terms to support, to empower, to feel good, to feel loved, to be appreciated, to be respected, and so on. So, the day we're born, the first relationship we have is, of course, with our mom, our parents. But at the same time, it's also a relationship to ourselves, which we will come to aware after a time, a couple of years then. And then we have a relationship with our siblings and with the family, extended family, neighbors, and so on. So how will this relationship work towards contributing to ourselves, contributing to our family, and contributing to our nature, and contributing to our work community? Today, on this topic, I'll just be more precise. Why? The first-hand relationship, which is ourselves, is at most important. And why is it important? Along the way, the first 5 years of our life, of course, we couldn't even remember aware of what we are and who we are. We only know that we have parents or we have someone around us to feed us, to pamper us, you know, to groom us, and so on. But after that, slowly, slowly, we begin to aware consciously our surrounding, our body, our, you know, the way we look and how we grow up. If we've been looking at this seriously from the beginning of our life, for example, that, you know, as we've been taught the importance to connect to ourselves is by realizing the relationship to ourselves, it matters first. Why? Because the happiness, the joy, the sustaining, the confidence of being the self, and plus feeling good to be the person by themselves, will actually connect with other relationships and also their goals in life. Let's say, for example, that in initial stage, by our parents or by our schools and by the community, that why the relationship with self matters and not about being selfish, but being aware when we practice the self-love with ourselves, like for example, that how the way we think, how the way we speak, and how the way we express, will that impact the relationship with self or will it not? See, right now when I'm speaking, to you through this radio is an opportunity for me to express my thoughts, my feelings, my awareness and experience in understanding what is self-love. So this is the whole connection of self-love, of me connecting to you, is expression of life. So if I was aware of this earlier on, I would definitely started the same way of communicating to tell you and the world that when we love ourselves, when we communicate, the words that I speak to you, it's an impact to my mind and also to you. So from the beginning stage when we were taught about A, B, C, D, and the same thing we will teach about the feelings we hold inside us is the way we have a perception and idea in our mind. For example, if I'm holding an idea, I am a really bad person and I can't talk to anyone, I dare not talk. As I grew up to believe that, and so is my surrounding keep confirming that I am bad, and also bad, why am I bad? Because maybe, you know, I speak too rude and I can't able to speak to somebody well. So when this form of personality begins to develop inside us, that becomes a barrier to have confidence to be who we are. We kind of accept the way we are, that being bad or being not good enough. So the way we speak in our mind about ourselves and the way we hear other people speak about us, or the way we express, makes a big contribution to the connections of self-love. Now, what are we going to do about that? Well, here is my suggestion. It's like, if those parents, I mean, this is for the parents, you're out there, the first thing is, I would really suggest is, start showing an exemplary of communication well with your kids. I'm not saying that I'm perfect as a parent myself, but I think showing an exemplary of the way we speak and impacts to our children, the words that we use. So I know we can't run away with our entertainment media out there, but we can do something slowly to give an example how the impact, the way we think and speak, affects our self-esteem of connection with self-love. For example, if you have a child who is really not confident to speak to someone, doesn't want to go out, quite an introvert, well, the first thing you got to do is to really make your child to aware that, to understand the nature. Perhaps your child really do not like to be with many people. So you can't force the person to, you know, to go out there and speak. So you got to generally make her or him feel comfortable with the nature of the person. So being an introvert is sometimes, they say, it's a bit negative. Well, I'm not sure many of you would agree on that. Well, I'm not agreeing on that because whether you're an introvert or an extrovert personality, it's always depend on how you maximize your talent of that. For example, being an introvert is you speak less. So, but you might have a number of thoughts running in your head. So how would you contribute to that? So the most important thing is that you need to aware the thoughts that you have. That are you always thinking about good or bad? So the parents should look and observe the children, the behavior. And you could slowly interpret to make them look for good in the bad moment. Okay, because some of the children, they can't speak to express themselves. So you could help to develop their personality to understand them. It's okay to be an introvert and it's also a talent. Why? Because the positivity that you make them look about makes them aware that they are not negative. See, that's the most important thing of a role in life, that we help others, not only ourselves, to look for strength during the weak time or the darkness or in any negative moment. And that makes an empowerment of that person to feel good. You help them come out from that dark tunnel of life or that moment they don't understand about them. Okay. So it's very important that we help one another as a family, as a friend, as a community contributor, even in your workplace. You know, even you have like someone who is may not be a very good worker, and you know, he or she tend to perform very badly. So what is the role we hold on that for her to connect to the, for him to connect to the self-love? Most importantly is just that we could make, help them to of course, to see how they can improve. But the basic thing here is like to make them aware to love themselves first. Okay, so when you contribute to this factor that you're helping somebody to love themselves, that is a great thing that you're doing to connect to self-love. So I'm here today to just share about what is it like to connect to self-love. And the connection I'm talking about is contribution to the community, not only to the family, but to the nature, to everything in life. So self-love is like, you know, when you love yourself, you know that what is it feel? You feel the happiness. You tend to understanding what the other person thinking or not thinking. And you also learn. You learn a lot from the observation because it becomes part of the mindfulness process of life. When you observe things, it makes you understand that what is your feelings towards that moment. So I hope this sharing doesn't make you feel little out, and, you know, it's a connection where you have a deeper sense to know the path that you choose, whether it's aligned to you or not. So I'm just going to take a short break right now, and we'll be back shortly. Thank you.
Do you feel too much going on? Life is getting harder, or you just gave up to feel love in you? To get your positive inspiration, here is Life is a Gift, Loving You, is written by Karamjeet Kaur, PhD scholar, self-love specialist. Get a copy of Karamjeet's book from Amazon.com. This is her first anthology book, compiled with 19 authors around the world. You will feel inspirations from co-authors, self-love stories of this book. Life is a Gift, Loving You can help you to revise your belief towards life with tools and methods given in the book. This is the perfect book for self-empowerment, especially as we are facing the pandemic or any challenges. Loving You is your bliss, says Karamjeet Kaur. Get your copy from Amazon today.
Hi, welcome back. So today's topic is on connection to self-love. And as I was sharing earlier, the connection that we are talking about is the way we been brought up in our childhood and along the way, how do we think, speak, and express. Now let's talk about expressions of life. You know what? I noticed along the way that even until today, sometimes when we express something about ourselves, it may not tune into what you think about me. And I'm here be wondering that, did I speak correctly? Did I say correctly? Did I hurt you? Or did I do anything wrong? You know, all these words will start running in our head. I think every moment when we are involved in a conversation or involved in a moment where we have with the people, or we could be in a project or in a family gathering or anything, it is always known that we have number of questions running up in our mind. And it's like we need to hold up that outlook we have so people don't judge us for it, right? So here am I saying that, you know, just be yourself. I do not know why that we have, you know, been in a society that when we are in a gathering, we have to hold that image to satisfy an expectations from that moment. I know some of you may agree or not agree on that, which is important, which we call it the mannerism of life. So do you feel that when you hold an image that in the outside moment, for example, during gatherings or family, do you think that this is really connection to self-love? Yeah. Why don't you think about this question? As for me, if you can't be truthful in expressions of yourself to that moment, and whether you're in a party, gathering, or conversation with somebody, you tend to walk away from that connection from yourself. And I think majority, most of us do that. When I started my journey as a self-love specialist, I understand that speaking the truth, expression myself, and sharing the meaning of self-love is very important to others. I know that along the way, I'm always learning until today. So will I show the reality, or do I need to show what the society, the public wants to see me about? Now, this is an interesting learning point for me. So I went into my own meditation, my own awareness and research to understand in a deeper sense. And the more I was in that coaching process or during my talk or being gathering, I speak the truth. And sometimes it does come across as I speak. It's like, oh my God, these people is going to think differently of me and all that. It took me some time. Like, for example, when I share my story to public, express myself of what I've gone through, what has made me where I am. Speaking of the past and expressing it is never easy, which is you're not comfortable, you know, most of the time. But I've learned along, especially Louise Hay says, if you have overcome to understand yourself, then you will not be too much taken away from that feeling uncomfortable. Basically, you feel like you are sharing this because you want an empathy feeling, connection with your audience, with the people with you. Because everybody is so keen to understand how did self-love work with me. So sometimes when I, you know, along the way, in the last 15 years, I have encountered personal challenges. Sometimes I do feel that, oh my God, I'm not sharing the right things of the meaning of connection to self-love. But after a while, when I've walked through it, then I understand that this is an episode to make me realize that it's okay to go through this moment, because every moment is a perfect moment to connect to the self-love. Now, if I do not go through this moment, I will not able to harness those knowledge, awareness, and experience to help for the next moment. And this is where I feel everyone who is in this position, every moment, whether you're a speaker or a normal being, you will be feeling a bit of different, and you will have this twosome inside you. And how do you need to tackle? You need to blend both to understand that this is the moment you're being truthful to yourself and is a true factor of connecting to the self-love. So when you're being true to yourself and you speak the truth to others, that's a true connection of self-love. And if you have any questions and you would like to give your opinion on this particular topic, I most welcome you. And you could write to me as well. Because I know this is a very sensitive topic. Because when we face, sometimes we could be very famous or we could have done once. And sometimes we face a certain drawback in life. And we kind of disconnect to the true self, to ourselves. So how do we walk up to that and reconnect it? So here it is. If you've been the same as you are and the way you speak, the way you express yourself truly, no matter you have challenge in between, if you think others is going to judge you, then that's your thinking. You got to be firmly believe that you are true self-love to yourself. You love the way you are. And being kind to yourself is one big step. Compassionate and empathy to your true nature, that you're bound to have certain things happen and you're willing to look at it as one step. You're growing from there. So if you have any time that has caused you this uneasiness when you are somebody and you face this and you do not know where to show yourself and express, it has crushed you down, don't let that happen. Just be true to yourself all the time, no matter what. And it's the most important factor. All right, now we're going to welcome our guest, that is Miss Fateha Ghazali, and let's welcome her. Hi, Fateha.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you. Hello. I can clearly hear you, Fateha. You can hear me well?
Yes. It's crystal clear.
That's great.
Okay.
So, Fateha, thank you. Welcome to the show. You are unbreakable with true self-love. I'm really appreciate for your time and really excited to be part of your campaign. So, Fateha, please introduce yourself to the audience about you and your Euphoria campaign and what is self-love matters to you.
Okay, so hi and hello everyone. I am Fatiha Ghazali, the project director of Euphoria Campaign, which is a social campaign actually, focusing on self-love and empowerment. Firstly, I would like to thank you so much, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and Mrs. Karamjit for having me today as a part of the show and, you know, supporting our campaign. Okay, so about Euphoria. Euphoria Campaign would like to welcome everyone to the world of self-love and empowerment. So for your information, like my team and I have been working hard and continuously for the past 4 months to organize this social awareness campaign. We chose this this topic originally due to pandemic. As we can see, the mental illness cases are increasing. Even among our friends, they've been saying that they are losing confidence in themselves because we are staying at home too much. You know, staying in a very depressive and lonely environment. So here comes the Euphoria campaign.
That's amazing. And I'm really thrilled that University Science Malaysia, basically Schools of Communication, you and your team has come up with this beautiful campaign, which is, I guess, is the first in Malaysia. I'm not about the other part of the country. I'm really thrilled. It's really good. So, Fatiha, since you said you've been working for the last 4 months and let's talk on personal basis, what you feel about self-love for yourself?
Okay, so to me, the self-love itself, the meaning of self-love to me is like when you prioritize taking care of yourself despite the situation you are in, be it mentally, physically, or spiritually. Some would say that self-love is more about towards body image or the way you project yourself to others. And while I think that it is important that you are confident enough in yourself to be unapologetic for being the way you are, you know, self-love is making sure that you are happy with yourself and where you are in life. So I think that is what self-love means to me.
Very good. And wow, you know, because I think before you came in, we were just speaking about the expressions of, you know, to ourselves in our manner when we go through, when you say being unapologetic, which is very true. Many times we do face this moment that when we do mistakes, we tend to take it so deeply and it crush ourselves very badly. And that's where when we practice self-love and we kind of understand it's okay to do mistakes, it's okay to not be perfect in that moment because it's only about being yourself. Yes, correct?
Yeah, it's sad that in today's society, like sometimes we feel sorry for being the way we are. We feel it's very sad, you know, it is a sad reality of life.
Yes, I know. I was just talking about the same thing. Right. So, I mean, you said you have you and your team that, you know, is doing this campaign. Would you like to share what is the input from your team on their awareness of self-love and how this campaign also has impact them, which is still going on until the end of this month?
Okay. So, because all the team members are among youth ourselves, we can, like, closely relate with the struggle of loving ourselves. And actually, we are doing this to inspire more people on starting their self-love journey and cater all the problems in regards to this together. As we can see, the mental illness problem, the, you know, people are being suicidal because of this. So as we embark in the journey of the Euphoria campaign, we gather and found a lot of information about self-love actually. And we can all agree that everyone deserves to be in the euphoric phase of life where the world is full of love, and you know, and we all think that everyone just needs a little push and let this euphoria be the one to help. Yeah, that's what we all agree.
Okay, that's a very nice input, Fatiha, and it's really nice to know that you all have found out that how important it is. And I am so happy because it took me many years to put the self-love word out there. And, you know, when I came to know about your campaign, I feel like, wow, finally, and it's coming from the university level. It's even more awesome for me. Why? Because doing my PhD is my focus on the youth, of course. And it's really good. Good to know. So can I know maybe, I mean, was there any moment in the last few weeks on this campaign with your team, you know, was there any like stories that maybe you want to share? Was it from somebody when they have something in regards to lack of self-love they feel, and then when they start feeling it and they understood, was there any such reality sharing given so
yes.
far?
Yes, actually. Actually, at the start of our campaign, we do spread this one Padlet link for everyone to like anonymously tell us how they feel about themselves, the insecurities they are facing, and anything that they would like to express, actually. So we received quite a number of responses, even among our members. And shockingly, most of the common problems faced among youth were on how they are hating themselves, their features, and we can see that these problems are actually affecting their mental health as well, which is very critical in my opinion. So I think that what we're doing here, talking, discussing and encouraging self-love, is very much needed in today's society, in today's reality, where mental health is no longer a taboo. We need to give a platform to support each other.
Wow, Fatia is making me very happy. And, you know, that that I'm very, very happy the success, you know, it's happening on this campaign. And I really hope that the university will take it more seriously to upgrade this to another level. Now, coming to talk about that, I mean, I'm sure that you have your your leaders, your lecturers, professors and deans. So are they aware of what are the output and what are probably the planning they have for the next level to move forward the campaign to a bigger, you know, outreach for self-love?
Yes, yes. They are fully aware of the campaign. Even our advisor and our some of our lecturers are actually part of our planning, of our workshop, of our webinars. Like, they help a lot. And even our top university management do support us in terms of financial to help us carry the mission to, you know, spread the
love. To a better effect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So actually, our university is been very supportive.
Right. So, do you feel that they will probably have another bigger campaign with a different, layout of really, really expanding the self-serve? So, because since now the finding is there, so do you think there's a possibility on that?
Yes. Yes. I hope so. And I think our university doesn't limit us. So we can, we are very free to choose whatever topic we want to do, and there's no limitation in this. So I think there's there's many other students are doing this kind of campaign as well, but not not this big lah, not as big as this.
Okay.
But we do have some pocket events regarding in this.
All right, that's great. So Fatiha, share us some activity that so far is done. Like what you said that, you know, you have done some feedback. So besides the feedback, and I think I come across there's some, besides me having the workshop later on, but the activity that is programmed that given to those who are coming forward to attend your campaign, what can you share us maybe one or two?
Yes, we do plan a lot of webinar and workshop. And also, you'll be attending the workshop tomorrow. You'll be one of the speakers.
Yes, thank you.
We have the You Shine talk before, where we talk about the, you know, the common insecurities among youth. We discuss about it and how do we solve the problems. And then we have these motivational speakers. And then we have this Miss World with us, sharing their journey on self-love empowerment. Yeah, so they did inspire people a lot. And then we also have many interactive activities in our social media page. So feel free to follow Euphoria Instagram and Facebook pages, because we do share a lot of things. We have this event called You Need to Know, where we post like facts and infographic about self-love and tips on how to take care of yourself and how to be more, you know, compassionate on loving yourself. So I think it will help a lot of people with the information and activities we did there in the page.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. So the Facebook link that you're mentioning is Euphoria Campaign, right? Maybe you would like to share to the audience to the links that you want them to connect to?
Yeah, it is Euphoria USM. Y-O-U Phorariusm. Just search that on Instagram and Facebook, then we'll be the only one here. We'll be the only one there. So feel free to follow. Yeah.
All right. That is great.
We got a competition coming up.
Yes.
Encouraging using writing and journaling as a coping mechanism or self-care to help in everyone participating in this campaign to pick up all the good habits in expressing them love themselves and apply it in their daily life. So the competition is open for public as well, so feel free to join.
Wow, thank you so much, Fatiha. It's really enlightening, and it's really acting to self-love, and I feel really honored plus appreciate to be in this journey with you and your team and the university. I'm very happy that you could share this to the audience at Body, Mind, Spirit with you are unbreakable with true self-love. This is like more towards to concretely prove that how important is self-love in our life, right? Before we end the short speaking with you, I just want you to share your few insights more that what you like, you feel even after the university, that what you think that you will do with self-love and how would you contribute yourself outside there. Like, for example, after the university, and since you practice the self-love, so you're going to go out and work. So would you be doing more work on self-love or the same team with friends that maybe you can do a little difference?
Yes, of course. I am so passionate about self-love, and I would absolutely share things with my friends. Like, even me, myself, is still in the journey of self-love. So I think this is a lifelong journey, so you can never stop, you know? Continue to advocate.
Just
help people.
Yes, okay, just hold on to that. Okay, folks, we're just going to have a short break right now, and we'll be back to you shortly. Thank you.
Loving yourself is your bliss, says author Karamjeet Kaur, self-love specialist. To know her story on how self-love transformed her life, get her copy of her book today at Amazon, Truly Love Within. Truly Love Within is a true self-love story, possibilities, and self-help book. Basic self-love tools are given that can help you to love you more and receive amazing change in your life. You are possible always with self-love.
Hi, welcome back to the show, You're Unbreakable with True Self-Love. So we have our guest, this is almost finishing, with Ms. Fatiha Ghazali from University of Science Malaysia. And it's remarkable to have her to share about Euphoria campaign. So Fatiha, as you just shared the last few words, that how you would like to contribute on the self-love after your university life. So before we move on, so would you like to share any of your campaign promo that the audience would like to know where they could join beside you just shared earlier? Is there anything else that you would like to add?
The workshop and the competition coming up, we have our closing ceremony. Actually, our campaign is coming to an end on 17th of January. So we'll be having a closing ceremony where we'll be having a sharing session in it. Still in regards of the same topic, it's actually the Golden You. The name of the closing night is the Golden You, where we will talk about like how to be empowered and still on the journey of self-love. So please visit our social media page, because we'll be putting the links and the info there, the details of the closing ceremony. And then that is it. And then also we have a lot of interactive activities there. We'll done it every week. We got viral templates.
All right, that's good. So Fatiha, I just would like to say thank you so much for your time to share to the audience about your campaign, and really, really delightful and happy to know that this happening it's a dream of mine actually personally coming true that, you know, that you guys are doing that, you know, this wonderful thing, and it's going to spread even more because I knew 15, 20 years ago, I was aware that I am being aware that self-love is a requirement. It's just that the right way, how do we, it's not only about image. So I'm very grateful to you, your team and university to come on this campaign. Again, I'm saying it because it comes from a deep part of my heart. So Fatiha, I just know that you're enjoying any every moment of this campaign. So enjoy it. Trust me, it'll be so awesome. That continuously, as you're seeing it already last 4 months, and I can imagine how you feel, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. I'm super excited for the campaign as well, and we receive tons of good responses from people and you know, youth. So I think we did great.
Yeah, that's good. So, okay, Fatiha, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing the insight of the campaign. So, good night to
you. A big thanks to you too for supporting our campaign and, you know, be part of our campaign and accepting our, you know, to be our collaborators.
Thank you so much. I'm honored.
Okay, to do that. Thank you.
Okay. All right then. Thank you. Bye, Fatiha. Best of love to you. Blessings of love. Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care to you too.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, so here we are, and that was the guest, and it's an amazing to have Fatiha online sharing about the campaign, Euphoria campaign, with her team, and having this, the youth doing this work is truly amazing, because honestly, my PhD is, of course, target audience is being with the youth. So as you note that what she was mentioning about the connection of self-love, where, you know, our expressions, which coming back earlier before I invited her, was sharing that, you know, how do we bring ourselves out there into a society the way we want to be? It's the restrictions, we call it. Now, when we love ourselves so much, we practice the way to understand how we understand ourselves, that actually could help us to be more less fearful to be who we are. I guess everyone, you know, is looking for that freedom to be themselves. You know, sometimes the way in a particular family the brought up is, and probably according to the social system, it's also an effect. So I guess when we really look into this truly, you know, the matter that to break this dogma of, like, you have to show what the society wants you to show and you're not supposed to show yourself, it's really against the mannerism or against, then that's why it's blocking the true self, and it becomes a confuse in the mental section. So we do want that to happen. It is very important to love yourself truly, to fully understand yourself, to give kindness to yourself first so that you can be kind to other people. Just to clear the air, self-love is all about selfless, not selfish. Because when you love yourself, you're really aware. When you understand things, then you can understand everything else around there. And you will be totally fearless to be who you are. You don't require to have those barriers to come upon you to show something that you're not. Because in the end of the day, when every show, the curtains are down, you are the one who's going to feel so uncomfortable with yourself. Why would you want to do that? I'm sure you'd want to do that to yourself, because the first relationship is yourself matters the most. It's you. You've got to give yourself all the love, all the feelings of goodness, all the forgiveness and, you know, understanding. It's okay. I'm always saying every show, it's okay to do mistakes. It's okay to feel out in not in the same place. It's okay. It's okay. Just keep saying that to yourself. It's okay to be you. It's good to be you. When you repeat these words to yourself, you do not depend on others to make you feel good. Because you don't want to feel empty. We're not here to be empty. We are here to be fulfilled, to be satisfied, to be who we are. So that's all for today in title of Connection with Self-Love. Be true to yourself, so you can be true to others. And the first, it starts with yourself. I just want to thank audience to be part of this journey every month, and I'm really thankful for all the support. And I hope to hear more from you. Could actually email me if you have any question, info@selfloveacademy.com.my, or go through my website at selfloveacademy.com.my. So thank you. Actually, here right now it's night and probably morning, so good morning to you. I really wish you the best of love, and it's a new year, and fill it out so much with love, so your new year begins with wonderful feelings and emerge on the truest person that you are. And the true meaning means love. You love yourself first. Adios for now, my friends, and I wish you the best year ahead and feeling good always. Blessings of love. Karamjit Kaur, your self-love specialist, signing off now. Thank you.